Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monday fixtures since 1874, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Mark Fry is here to go fry hair again. I'll come in. Then we'll talk about Kathy Cargill and how she was really trying to change the world, save the world. But unfortunately, she's not going to be allowed to because we asked a question or two. That's at 1:35. Then Chip Scoggins is at 2:05. And Kyle Potter, a late addition from a thrifty traveler on this battle between Sun Country and Delta here in town. So good insights from Kyle. But let's go. What do you have? Love to hear from you through a text. What's overrated? What's underrated? What's properly rated? You got two of them. You got three of them. You got one. That's fine. 651-461-9226. Sauerkraut Days, you're up first.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you taking some time off for Sauerkraut Days later this summer? You could be
remote, baby. What did you say? Early June?
I think so, yeah. Early June. You could probably be the guy that leads the parade. I'm sure we could pull some strings.
I love it. Yeah. I plan on for dinner tonight some sausages with sauerkraut. Before Kathleen had to head back, she bought, I mean, I can't believe how big this bottle was of sauerkraut. We could fill up Sauerkraut Days.
Can you take that through TSA? I don't know what the sauerkraut rules
just
are.
Just try to take that. You know, I know you got this liquid issue, but come on. Sauerkraut is so good for you. Can we get this by it? I don't think so. So the sauerkraut, maybe I can find a food shelf or something because it's, right. It's way too much to just throw away.
I'm going to start overrated, Chad. I don't know if you've heard that it snowed here over the weekend. It's been lost in the mix, kind of. But snow, not water, and moisture, overrated. Worrying about that all getting up in your basement this time of the year. I had a little bit of a water issue in the basement last year. I think we've got it pretty much sealed up. But I'm just like, I have nightmares about this happening at my house. So that's my overrated today, is just worrying about the, like, all the rain and snow just finding its way into the basement right now.
Yeah. Basement issues, Dave Harrigan, no good. Absolutely no good. Plenty of houses don't have basements. I like having a basement. A couple years from now, if some things go right, I might not have a basement. But yeah, if you're worried about flooding at this point, not a fan of that.
That's a hot take right there. Not a big fan of flooding. Put that on Chad Hartman's Twitter bio.
That wasn't that. It was the basement issue. If you're worried about your basement a lot, that was it. No,
Mr.
Say,
basement,
hey,
Chad.
Can't wait for a flood, man. I'm Mr. Flood, you know?
All right. Well, you're up. We got that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm storming off the set.
I'm going to say properly rated dogs and their ability to know that what they're doing is wrong, but they just do it anyways. So I'm putting this into context. My wife made French bread yesterday, spent a few hours like making this really good French bread. We left him alone for maybe 2 minutes, and she comes up the stairs. I'm putting laundry away. She comes up the stairs, and it's on the floor, and he is having his own taste test of this French bread. And he immediately knew it was wrong, but, man, I'm sure it was a good 2 minutes for him.
Yeah. Well, as many have said, Mark, ask after. I mean, go ahead and do what you need to do, and then ask for forgiveness. Ask if you can do it. Yeah, dogs, underrated. Dogs and the ability to eat anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And any amount is tremendously underrated.
And he did this last November with a pumpkin bread as well. So it must just be bread.
Yeah.
He's a bread guy. Carbo-loading, apparently.
Exactly. Don't put him on the meat diet. Yeah.
And then finally, go ahead.
Can we jump in? Maybe Dave overrated is where the fries exactly put their bread. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, have you heard the phrase, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me? I think that might be an issue.
Well, this one pulled down.
Stop putting it on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm just letting it cool in his bowl. I just thought.
Yeah, well, that was a discussion, too, but it seemed like it was a farther away. It seemed like it was in a safe spot, so who knows.
Yes.
Underrated, finally, the basketball this weekend and just the March Madness stories that come from the tournament. It's just no one had ever heard of Jack Golkey until this weekend, unless you're a big Oakland basketball fan. But, I mean, who would have thought this guy would have just come out of nowhere? And it happens every March Madness. There's just some great stories, so I always appreciate that.
Do you need two wins for it to be a true great story?
I think so.
And they came close. They battled NC State. That game had moments. It's just some bad calls though at the end. Stoppages. And people know where I stand in NBA, college. We don't have to say that every time. Mark, I think for it really to click in, now maybe I could make the point here. If you win, you pull off the upset, and then you're involved in a very competitive overtime game. Maybe that's enough. Is that because if you just win one game and you're blown out the second, it's really not that much of a story, is it?
Yeah, and exactly, because now the story is, you know, Golkey had his moment. Now DJ Burns, he's 6'9", like 275 for NC State. I mean, he's got the headlines now because he's just – everyone wants to see him play just because he's a great player, but he's just – he's a massive human being too. So it's just like you want to see him do well and NC State perform well too.
Well, NC State, I forget who they played in the first game, and they were showing his dad constantly, okay? Then in the second game, they were not showing the dad as much. I saw some of the Houston game, and to the shock of no one, CBS basically had a split screen on Jim Nance. Jim Nance is there supporting his alma mater. You think Taylor Swift, Harrigan, is shown a lot during a Chiefs game. My God, did they show Jim during the Cougars game.
Hey, I just saw that Taylor and Travis were on a date in Malibu over the weekend.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's all a setup. You know, it's not. Are people still suggesting this is fake? Or have those folks, Fry, given up the ghost on that one?
People don't give up on anything, especially, I mean, case in point, Friday after Kate Middleton came out and said she's battling cancer. I mean, people just, it was just kind of a gross weekend on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it now. And it's just like, people just don't give up this crap. So,
no, they do not. Among the contenders coming in. So PGA Tour has been dominated by, unless you really follow the PGA Tour very closely, anonymous names, and the guy who won the tournament at Innisbrook, Valspar, gentleman by the name of Peter Molinari, right? And he won in 15. He's put in a lot of time on their PGA Tour board. He's really battled his game, and he won it. He played well. He topped a shot during his final round. He had a strange ruling, but he ended up winning. And he gives this incredibly authentic, emotional speech afterwards while holding his young son with his wife off to the side. And he's giving her just so many kind comments. It's just real. Like, forget if it's an athlete. It's just you accomplish something in your life, which you try to accomplish on a regular basis. And you finally get there. Maybe it's just temporarily. If you can bring all those words and emotions together, it's awfully promising. Underrated good coworkers you go to battle with every day. I think that's an excellent one. Properly rated Boeing scrutiny. What do we want to say about that one, Harrigan? I feel like we put the bad mojo a couple months ago when we said, God, flights, no issues at all. Oh, yeah. Now it's every 4 or 5 days something going on, including this bloodletting at Boeing.
We didn't say no issues. We just said no flights have gone down in the U.S. that have caused a death. All right, so far, Boeing's still doing well in that department. They're testing the limits.
Yes, they are.
But
on a regular basis. Yeah, it's wasn't a good couple days if you were a Boeing executive. All right, Dave's going to go right when we come back. I will be next. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? And don't forget, I told you, flooding, not that good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't forget, you should follow us on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. Mark, remind me, I follow you. What's your handle on X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it today?
At Mark Frye. So, yeah, just my last name, Freie.
Beautiful. Follow all of us. Don't forget you podcast us anywhere you find your podcast, unless it's a company that doesn't own this radio station. They're not going to – I'd wish. It'd be nice. But pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts, just punch in Chad Hartman Show. All right, Mr. Harrigan, you are next. What do you have?
Continuing the theme of basements, Chad, pro-basement, anti-flooding, we've learned. I am very
edgy.
Anti-varmints. Varmints, overrated.
Yeah, right.
We've got a drop ceiling in our basement, and we've been known to have the random critter up there from time to time. Heard one rustling around the last few days, so I put a trap up there this weekend. Caught me a squirrel yesterday, Chad.
A squirrel? I thought you were just going to go regular rat.
No. Caught me a squirrel. I had set it up there, set the trap up on Saturday night, and it was clear an animal had been around it but had not actually gone in. So reset it Sunday morning, took the dog out for a walk in the afternoon, came back in, and that trap was just going nuts. in the ceiling. Went up there. Sure enough, there's a squirrel trying to get my peanut butter. So we took a little drive, me and Mr. Squirrel.
Yeah. Okay. Far away. Did, I mean, sounds like he drove the squirrel to 60 miles away. He's like, he's worried. It's like a dog that comes home after a 2-year absence.
No, I just took him about 3 miles away in the middle of the snowstorm, let him out by a group of pretty brand new houses and said, hey, go find one of these to be your home. Get out of my
right
place.
In the mailbox. Just like, here you go.
So in other words, the squirrel was enjoying life inside, away from the storm,
yeah.
And you put the delicate little flower outside with Mother Nature.
That squirrel ain't paying the mortgage.
That's true.
Yeah. Were you pleased that the squirrel was not dead? Were you trying to kill said animal?
No, I was not trying to kill it. We have found a dead squirrel up there probably about 6-7 years ago. That was a stench I do not want again. Yeah. So I was very happy it was still living.
No, years ago when the boys were much younger, Griffin used to let, I forget now, hamster or gerbil roam the house.
Mm.
One night I come home after tracking the wolves, walk in the house, thought I was going to pass out because we had cooked said gerbil. Said a hamster in the furnace.
Ooh.
That, smelled beautiful in the house. God, it smelled awful for so long. It was just.
Hello, K&S. Have I got a problem for you?
Exactly. I didn't know the folks at K&S quite yet. Thankfully for them. All right, what's next?
I know you're going to get to Kathy Cargill next segment, but one quick thing, Kathy. Saying that we all know and use the phrase, you don't want to pee in your own Cheerios, overrated. In the history of urine and Cheerios, nobody has ever used that phrase as a euphemism.
I knew I'd heard it before. Does it go back to, did I see somebody say it goes back to the movie Wall Street? Is that the last time it really gained some traction?
I don't know.
Because if it is... When did that movie, what was it, 1990s? I mean, late 80s? Yeah. We'll have plenty on Queen Kathy in just a little bit.
87 for Wall Street.
Okay.
Last one, underrated Jasmine Paris, an ultra runner from the UK. I was just talking to Mark about this during the break. Have you ever heard of the Barkley Marathons, Chad?
I don't think so.
It is a race that's run every spring. It changes date, but it's happens in the Cumberland Mountains.
I'm assuming if Hauser hasn't run in, it really is meaningless.
Well, good luck to him getting in because the place, the race has no website. It's an absolute mystery to almost everyone on earth how you even get entered in this thing. And it is a sadistic event. It's between 100 and 130 miles. The course changes every year. It's run day and night until the race is done through these backwoods, kind of sort of not really marked trails. You don't really get a map other than one little paper map that people have to memorize. And there's a whole lot more to it. But I say Jasmine Paris underrated because she's the first woman ever to complete it. Since 1986 is when this thing started. Only 20 people total have completed it. She's the first woman to do it. You get 60 hours to complete the race. She did it in 59 hours, 58 minutes, and 21 seconds.
Wow.
Jasmine Paris, underrated.
Bravo.
Look it up. It's an incredible race and an incredible accomplishment.
Squirrel fan line is broken out in the texting lines
oh,
here. 651-461-9226. 3 miles isn't far enough. We trapped a squirrel and marked its tail to see if it would come back after we released a couple miles away. It came right back. Next text. Squirrels are very territorial. You basically gave it a death sentence. Never remove a squirrel from where they live. So is this person suggesting, what? I mean, you need to get a bedroom for the squirrel? I mean, the squirrel eats with you guys?
You mentioned squatter's rights. I'm not letting the squirrel squat in my drop ceiling. Like I said, pay the mortgage, buddy.
Yeah. Chip in. What other squirrel comments do you have? 651-461-9226. Yo, squirrel guy, beware. The squirrel you released 3 miles from home might find its way back. It happened to my neighbor. Spray painted it orange. It returned.
How many squirrel painters do we have in the community?
I don't know. Squirrels are evil. You were kind. Yeah. I'm going to go fast because I want to get to Kathy Cargill. Donald Trump's golfing ability. Thank you. I appreciate that. I would never offer up a joke like that. Donald's golfing ability, I mean,
yes.
Listen, at 77, what is he probably? I don't know. He's maybe a, it's hard to tell. There's so many cheating stories. But I will say this. I have played golf with, I'm thinking maybe four people who've played golf with Trump. And every one of them says, he's actually a pretty good golfer, right? Now, I'm sure he cheats just in an amazing way. And that's got to be, that's the proper rated here. How he wins everything at his course down in Florida. He not only wins the senior club championship, and of course the video comes out of him making a putt, he wins the club championship, and then who does he have come over nearby to present him with the trophy? Did you see that?
I did not.
Jack William Nicklaus.
Of course.
I mean,
we should get Jack on.
We should have. Maybe Jack tomorrow could be part of Ask. And we could ask Jack, you know, what's life like now for you, Jack? You used to dominate the golfing world. And now, again, he's a supporter and he's allowed to be a supporter. I don't share, but like the folks who used to love Jack and now hate him because he supports Trump, calm down. Again, not one tenth of 1 second will I consider voting for Trump, but I haven't I'm not deciding I hate every person now because they're voting for Trump. But, you know, Donald, he plays it. He really plays it low-key, doesn't he, Mark? He doesn't want to draw any attention to himself.
Yeah, and he really hypes it up, too. I love the adjectives and stuff that he uses to just describe his performances.
Yes. The Star Tribune's obsession with The Bachelor. My God, it never ends. Now we had a full-blown story of any and every person who's ever appeared on The Bachelor, how far they made it, are we doing better? The Tribune is obsessed with The Bachelor. I've watched The Bachelor or The Bachelorette at certain times, but my God, the Tribune, Harrigan, they can't stop. They will not stop covering it. Neither will our texters on the squirrel topic here. You need to book a flight and drive the squirrel to the airport. Otherwise, he will return. Last squirrel I trapped in my house, I killed him and ate him for spite. Delicious. Of the three of us, if prepared right, who would eat squirrel? Harrigan, yes or no?
If it was somebody I trusted preparing it, I would try squirrel.
Is there squirrel eating day somewhere in Iowa?
I don't think so, but there should be right after sauerkraut days. That maybe that's like the Tuesday after sauerkraut days.
Do you put sauerkraut on squirrel?
Of course you do. I'm a no at this point. If somebody prepared it for me and told me it was something else and I ate it and enjoyed it, I probably would keep going, right? Do you stop then?
No, if you had a bite and you said, this is pretty good, what is this? Keep going. I instead released a squirrel and brought home a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, oh God, you'll be eating that for a month. The squirrel will be back before Dave gets home. We had a stench for about 2 weeks. Turns out it was a squirrel hanging off the power line, rotting away.
Ooh. There's a sight.
Jesus.
Theater of the
if
mind.
If Kathy Cargill ran the world, all squirrels would be happy. We'll explain when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.